Fallout Equestria. Epilogue. Epilogue of Forgiveness and Fallout.
It's been 2 weeks since afternoons at Wastelanders everywhere have come to call the day of sunshine and rainbows. The days that massive surges of rainbow light and sound, sonic rain booms, burst from 23 of the great towers, clearing away the blanket of clouds that had covered the skies above for all our lives and the lives of everyone and everything born after the Great War. For me, there's a memory that will forever symbolize that day. I looked up, watching those expanding rings of fantastic rainbow light burst the clouds, sending showers down on the wasteland. And as I turned my face towards the sun for the very first time, I saw how the misty rainfall sparkled. And then I spotted a balefire phoenix, her coat a majestic, iridescent emerald and gold, dancing and cavorting amongst the ethereal rainbows forming all across the sun-drenched sky. It was the single most beautiful sight I had seen in my long life. Thank you, little Pip, from all of us. Now, children, as you know, the sonic rain booms also tore most of the remaining Enclave raptors out of the sky. The few that remain have returned to the side of the Enclave remaining Thunderheads, and have turned their firepower on the Pegasus ponies who have risen up to throw off the Enclave's tyranny. The war is over, but it would appear that the war was just the prologue to another bloody chapter in Equestrian history. Civil war tear apart the sky, and here below the remnants of Red Eye's armies have divided into war camps, each determined to carve out a swath of the wasteland as their own little empire, the ground soaked in violence and the blood of any pony who challenges them. But this time is different, children, because this time we have hope. Hope that the Equestria of tomorrow will actually be a better place than the Equestria of today, and that we may actually know peace in our children's lifetime. Hope brought to us by our Lightbringer, yes. And more importantly, hope brought to us by ourselves, by our embrace of our nobler nature. Over the last few weeks, the actions of so many of you have shone more brilliantly than the sun itself, so much that it's made this old DJ cry. Children, old DJ Pawn 3 ain't never been prouder of ya. Now listen up, children. Old DJ Pawn 3 got a message for you all faithful listeners, and this one's important. The word of the day is forgiveness. We've all suffered at the hoofs of the Enclave, and I know just how easy it would be to direct all our hate towards every pony out there with wings. But the Enclave ain't every Pegasus, and even a great many of those in the Enclave weren't keen on what their leaders were doing. Many stood up against them, and many were murdered for it. We need to embrace our Pegasi sisters and brothers, welcome them. Things are gonna be hard for them. Hell, hard for all of us. We need to show love, tolerance, and acceptance. We need to be the sort of ponies the stable dweller trusted and believed we could be. The sort of ponies you've proven you can be. Same message goes for the Alicorns. They ain't the monsters they used to be. They're ponies, hurt ones at that. Yes, there are several poisonous apples out there. Some of them just don't seem to know any other way. But most of those Alicorns are just lost. They're trying to figure out who they are, to reckon their place in this world. Not unlike a certain little unicorn who stepped hoof out of a stable less than 3 months ago. And there are some, more than just a few, who have chosen to side with the heroes of the wasteland. So if you see an alicorn, keep your weapon loaded, but try talking first. You might just find a friend. Remember, children, it's the one great truth of the wasteland. We've all done something that we regret. We all need a little forgiveness, and that's the truth of the matter. And with that said, I've got a special treat for all of you faithful listeners. I have here in the studio Velvet Remedy here for a rare interview with yours truly. I know I usually farm out interviews to my number one assistant, but this is a special case, and Dumash has been rather busy. But first, some news. The fires of Everfree Forest have finally died. Bizarrely, a lot of the forest, the trees at least, seems unharmed. Given the time, undergrowth is likely to grow back. However, I have it on good authority that the Applejack's rangers have taken up a project to convert much of the forest to area to farmland, pending negotiations with the Children of the Cathedral, a relatively non-hostile band of Red Eye remnants who have made their home in the wreckage of the Thunderhead Overcast. In related news, hostilities between the Steel Rangers and the heroic offshoots, the Applejack's Rangers, seem to have ceased, save for a few localized pockets of fighting. Apparently, the threat of genocide from above has helped put their conflict into perspective. Fierce battles continue throughout the ruins of Philadelphia, most notably between Talon mercenaries and the emerging Red Eye Remnants warlords. Unless your checklist of things you need to do by the end of the day includes violence and bloody dismemberment, I strongly advise you to avoid Philadelphia for the foreseeable future. If you are amongst those civilians still trapped inside the ruins, seek out the nearest Talon not engaged in active hostilities. If at all possible, the Griffin will do her or his best to get you out of the war zone. Now, as many of you know from my first return broadcast, all those mysterious towers turn out to be part of a pre-war weather control system called the Single Paxis Project. And that little pip, the mayor I formerly referred to only as the Stable Dweller, and other titles, is currently in an induced coma hooked into that system. Additionally, Celestia herself is bound in mind and soul into the SPP security system. So I guess every pony who believed that Celestia was up there somewhere looking down on us was right. And that brings us to a bit of good news, and a bit of bad news. You see, little Pip was willing to sacrifice everything she had for all of us. Her friends honored that. But they're doing all they can to mitigate the price. Cause that's what friends do. They help each other, best they can. Despite the best of efforts, it doesn't appear control of the Single Paxis Project security and weather control system can be integrated. Turns out, even if we had the technology, attempting to install it would require a full shutdown and tearing apart several components of the Crusader mainframe. And that ain't an option. The good news, however, is that they've rigged up enhanced communications between the disparate systems. Not only does it mean that little Pip and Celestia will be able to share time together, but that both will be able to periodically converse with us down here as well. Sunlight and Celestia herself have returned to the wasteland. Words. They just ain't able to express the magnitude of that. And in further good news, the first message from little Pip to all of us has been received. Now, it's a bit of a mess due to the way it was mentally transcribed, but the Twilight Society expert in memory magic, a pony who I will add is a trusted friend, has taken it upon himself to sort and edit the memory dump, and we expect to have that message available for everyone living in the wasteland within another 2 weeks. And before you ask, my friend has assured me that the editing being performed will not diminish the message in any way, that it ain't gonna be a short message by any stretch, but that no pony needs to know about every time little Pip ate or had a bowel movement. To my friend, I can only say, I applaud your sacrifice. Finally, a bit of personal news. I, your voice in the wasteland, am going away again. Hopefully it will not be for as long as my last vacation, and it is definitely under better circumstances. You see, children, now that the war is over and the sky has opened, I've got a quest of my own to undertake. A role in the good fight that demands my personal attention. I'll report in whenever circumstances allow, but this may be the last bit of news you hear for a little while. Now I hear some of you faithful listeners asking, "Hey, DDPON 3, does this mean little Pip is up there keeping an eye on us all the time too, like a new benevolent goddess?" Well, I can tell you she wouldn't much care for the comparison, and the last thing she wants is to be prayed to. That's not a role she seeks for herself. Plus, I have it on good authority that she will be getting some long and well-earned rest. On the other hoof, even though I know she ain't that kind of pony, I'd still hesitate to throw around the old "may lightning strike me if" phrase quite so casually now. And I, for one, am already building up my stockpile of colorful little Pip spares. And on that note, I introduce Velvet Remedy. Hello, medical pony. May I call you Velvet?
Of course you may. We are going to be traveling together for a while. Familiarity is expected.
Yes. As it turns out, faithful listeners, Velvet here will be accompanying me on my little sojourn. As will her husband, Calamity, hero of the Battle of Dragon Mountain. How is Calamity doing after his surgery, VR? Can I call you VR?
No, and he's recovering nicely. The implants are compensating for the permanent muscle damage, and I believe that he will regain his full flying capabilities with sufficient exercise and nagging.
Ah, yes. The nagging, I suspect, is the most crucial element to recovery.
Did I hear you say enhanced communication? Well, that explains it. I thought I heard Omash saying something about the tower's spare parts from Stable 29 and a threesome.
Hey, is it my fault the mayor's a perv?
Not touching that one, and you know why.
Huh. Anyway, let me first say how joyous it was to hear your broadcast that morning 2 weeks ago. All DDPON 3 ain't never been so happy to be upstaged.
What? I didn't. You weren't even...
Oh, just a joke. But it's no joke that your voice was a blessing in a pretty dark hour.
Oh, thank you. I just did what I could.
And from what I hear, you got a little quest of your own that you're raring to take on before we all begin our little adventure. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, we're going to try to save Fluttershy. Fluttershy was one of Equestria's greatest heroes and eventually became one of the Ministry Mayors, the Mayor of the Ministry of Peace. She was the gentlest healer and the kindest soul that Equestria has ever known. Yes, she made mistakes, errors in judgments that played a role in the apocalypse, but her mistakes were born of kindness and a genuine effort to save lives. The portal to hell is opened with an incantation of good intentions, and what she has suffered in the last 2 centuries has been beyond the pale. The punishment has far exceeded any crime.
Tragically, a wasteland specialty. Fluttershy sounds like the sort of pony the Equestrian wasteland really needs. What happened? How can she be saved?
2 centuries ago, she was brutally transformed by killing Joke. It may be possible to reverse that cruel magic and save her. For the last week, Zenith has been working on a brew, a modification of an old recipe to relieve the transformations caused by Poison Joke, and it is finally ready. Morning Frost has volunteered to fly us out. I don't want Calamity pulling a sky chariot until he is fully recovered. The fires of Everfree Forest should have cleansed the area of Killing Joke, but we are not taking any unnecessary chances.
No, Velvet, I hate to bring this up, but it has been 200 years. What is the chance that this will even work? And even if it does, she might not survive the transformation. She might die of old age the moment she is restored.
I know, but Fluttershy deserves our efforts to try. And even in the worst case, she deserves peace. After 200 years of undeserved torment... Sorry, please, give me a moment.
Take your time.
Thank you. I'm alright.
Hey, no problem. This is understandably emotional. You were saying?
I was about to say, just in case we've created a recording that we are going to play for her before we attempt this, the recording is from all of us. I believe your assistant Omash took part in making it and helped little Pip and Celestia add their voices as well. The recording lets Fluttershy know that we love her, and perhaps more importantly, that for the mistakes she made, she is forgiven. We're going to play this for her before we try the brew, and afterwards, if we are not successful in saving her, the recording will be integrated into a gravestone marker, set to play once a week at sunrise for the next 10 years.
That's kinda beautiful. Of course I really hope that it isn't necessary.
Again, thank you.
No, VR. For all you've done and all you're going to do from all of us in the Equestrian Wasteland, thank you.
Everyone deserves thanks. We all did our part. And if I may ask, how are you doing in the wake of it all? I know that, since your return, you've seemed a little... melancholy.
Really? Well, a lot happened. To me. To you. To Equestria. Can't go through all that and come out of the same pony. But that's just... life. Life always changes. And I'm afraid that's all the time we have today, faithful listeners. All DJ Pawn 3 got some packing to do, and I need to program a good week or 3 of music before I go. One final announcement. Earlier, I was able to spend some time with Velvet here in my recording studio, and starting today, Velvet Remedy's Equestrian Anthem will be part of our musical rotation. Knew you'd enjoy hearing that. But for now, I'll leave you with this song, an old favorite. I dedicate this one to Strawberry Lemonade, Amber Waves, and every other pony who gave their lives at the Battle of Dragon Mountain. You stood fast, defending valiantly without even knowing what you were dying to protect, only trusting that your sacrifice was for the good of all Equestria. Your bravery and loyalty are unparalleled. And I promise you this, you didn't die in vain. Someday, very soon as my little quest is complete, everyone will understand your sacrifice, and history will remember your names with reverence. Thank you for listening, children.
I want to calm the storm, but the war is in your eyes. How can I shield you from the horror and the lies, when all that once held meaning is shattered, ruined, bleeding, and the whispers in the darkness tell me we won't survive? All things will end in time. This coming storm won't linger. Why should we live as if there's nothing more? So hold me neath the thunderclouds, my heart held in your hoofs. Our love will keep the monsters from our door. For I know tomorrow will be a better day. Yes, I believe tomorrow can be a better day.